sculpture, if you don't mind my saying so, your name is indelibly connected with Lincoln. You're almost Mr. Lincoln, I think, to the whole United States because of all of the research you've done on him and the wonderful statue that you've done. I think the thing that made most people conscious of this was the film, which I believe you, the film which was made of you making a head of Lincoln in 1955. Is that right?
Yes, that was the result of 25 years of lecturing on the... I used to give a demonstrated lecture modeling and talking about the intimate kind of a biography of Lincoln. When I came back from my last transcontinental lecture tour, I told the university that I would not continue. I was going to retire from a lecture platform, and they said, let's make a film. We did. The film was qualified for the Academy, and it won an Oscar as the best short subject of 1955. I had been a Lincoln scholar, or a student of Lincoln, from the time I began sculpture. In fact, before that, I had the advantage of working with the great Lincolnist and sculptor, Goodson Borglum. My first public commission was a statue of Lincoln, which is now on the state capitol grounds at Topeka, Kansas. It was dedicated in 1918. Since then, I have made many studies of Lincoln and find it an inexhaustible subject.
One of the recent ones that you did was done for the Lincoln College in Illinois, which was the first institution to be named after him in 1865, wasn't it?
Yes.
He succeeded Lincoln in 1960. And some of the other ones on the Lincoln Savings Building at Hope Street in 1955, this Bob Lee, the head of Lincoln. And Lincoln.
I just sold them to others for their new buildings.
Oh, really? And Lincoln for the Lincoln Junior High School in Santa Monica. And I believe that in Kansas, in the Capitol grounds, aren't there two of your Lincoln statues?
The first Lincoln statues there.
First ones you did were there.
Yeah.
Besides Lincoln, your work has covered a great many fields. For instance, you did the Man of Taos in Belgian marble, which is an Indian. You must have lived in Mexico for some
time. Yes, we spent several summers or vacations over in Taos, New Mexico. And I was always interested in the American subjects, and particularly the Indian.
I might add that the we here means your wife, Marion Gage, whom you married in 1924, who is an artist in her own right. She does watercolors and, I believe, oils, doesn't she?
She used to do oil, watercolor painting the last few years.
I was interested in your mentioning having studied with Goodson Borglum, and I wondered if you know whether he was on any of the federal projects here.
No.
He might have been here at this time, and I wondered if...
No, he was in New York at that time.
On the Times Building, where you did have some sculpture, they have a big eagle, which they think that he did, which used to be on the top of the building. It's now in the foyer as you enter.
Well, that might be.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would be quite early 1876 or so. Mm-hmm.
I never knew it.
Well, it was way up high. I guess no one could see it close until they wrecked the old building.
Well, I was rather familiar with his work, but I never heard him mention that. Although he always called himself a Californian, you know. He began here in Los Angeles.
Doing his work. He was born in Idaho, I believe, wasn't he?
Yes, and came down here and had his first studio in Los Angeles. And, Mrs. General Freeman.